FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Administration, we're rebuilding our military. We're restoring the arsenal of democracy, and we are once again giving our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guards the resources and the training that they deserve and need to do their job, accomplish their mission, and come home safe.
The Vice President speaking down at the Marriott close to the Convention Center yesterday. I had the honor of being able to go down there and listen to his speech.
Awesome.
He made some great selling points that you just need to repeat over and over again about all of the winning that we're doing these days. I texted yesterday when I put it on Facebook. I put out there, it was almost an embarrassment of winning. I walked out of there and kind of embarrassed, like, hey, gosh, who could not be happy about this? Kaylee McEnany's joining us this morning. I know she's happy about it. Kaylee, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, it was good to get a little pep talk from the vice president yesterday because there's only certain outlets in America where you're going to hear the truth about what's going on.
That's exactly right. Only a handful, and it's just unfortunate that the media is 90% negative toward the president, according to Media Research Center. It's great when you can hear it unvarnished, straight from the source, from the vice president of the United States. Can't get much better than that. And it sounds like you guys had a great event, and it's exciting to hear about all the good things that are going on in the economy, on the world stage, in terms of judges. It's just a really good time, and I think everyone feels it.
Yeah, and speaking about the military and the amount of money that got put toward it, you know, that was part of an omnibus bill that I wasn't real thrilled with the way that whole thing was handled because too much money was spent. But that also means overlooking the fact that a bunch of that money is selfishly going to come back to the St. Louis area to Boeing to build these F/A-18 Super Hornets. So that's good news for the economy here locally.
That's right. Good news for your economy. That's a huge plus. I would also add, just in terms of the increase in military spending, I was watching Jack Keane over on Fox News, General Jack Keane, four-star general, and it was interesting when he was talking about President Trump and how tough he's been on Russia, and I've been out there citing all the sanctions he's put on, closing the consulate, exiling diplomats, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot. But General Jack King pointed to that increase in defense spending and said because of that increase in defense spending, it makes President Trump the toughest guy on Russia since Ronald Reagan. He said it's extraordinary. It's needed, this buildup, and Russia does not like seeing that happen. They likewise don't like seeing us put more troops in Eastern Europe, but it was important to do that, and I think it's lost upon a lot of folks just how important it was.
Yeah, you know, I'll point out, I mean, I know you've got a book out, right? The New American Revolution?
That's right, The Making of a Populist Movement.
To explain that title to me, you know, I think the word populist gets lost on people sometimes these days.
It does. And I think, you know, populism is not trying to redefine conservatism. I think that's what really confuses some people because I'm as conservative as they get. And likewise, so is this president. This president is a conservative president. Heritage Foundation said, in fact, that he's outpacing Ronald Reagan in achieving the conservative agenda. But the populist aspect is just, I call it looking out for the people. When one of your policies doesn't seem to be working, is running afoul of the American people, then you take a harder look at it. And that's what this president did on trade. It's what he did on foreign policy adventurism and not getting involved and entangled in world affairs that would cost American lives. And in those two areas, he's been more of a what I would call populist, but still, you know, a conservative president and one who's implementing the conservative agenda at a very large and accelerated rate.
Yeah, and you know, the other side of that is, like Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump he comes out and says it. Ronald Reagan acted it, but he didn't say it as much. But he's the president of the United States, not the president of the world. And through his policies, in my opinion, what you're seeing is that recognition that he's going to try to do the things that are in the best interests of the United States and not necessarily everybody else.
That's exactly right. You know, we don't want to see American lives lost overseas. We want peace. We don't want to turn a blind eye to threats, and this president has not done that. In Syria, for example, the two airstrikes that he did in response to those chemical weapons attacks. He'll step up when he needs to, but his priority, like you said, he's president of the United States, and his priority is the United States and the American people, and that's how it should be.
You know, I want to pick your brain for just a moment while we've got a little bit of time left here. Is yesterday I went out on the street to go visit with the vice president, and there are protesters out there. They show up. There weren't many. There were maybe, I'm guessing, three dozen across the street. They were screaming at us as we walked in, like, how dare we go listen to the vice president of the United States. I was hearkening back to the fact that, you know, I clearly opposed just about every policy of Barack Obama. I don't remember conservatives doing that with such venom. I know they were opposed to Obamacare. They were opposed to these other things. Then we see this mix up between Whoopi Goldberg and Judge Pirro yesterday. There's just a hatred out there by some folks on the left, and they can't get over it. That's not normal, Kaylee.
It's not normal. You know, I recall not too long ago, I think it was April Ryan, she's a White House correspondent, and she asked Sarah Sanders, you know, is the president going to resign now? And, I mean, Sarah was just completely, appalled by the question, as were a lot of people, including myself. And I had someone say to me, could you ever imagine, you know, Fox News asking, you know, Obama's press secretary, Jay Carney, a question like that? And I thought about it, and I was like, no, I couldn't. Because there is a certain level of decorum where conservatives, where news outlets, they just were a lot more tolerant. There weren't officials being pushed out of restaurants. There was a sense of respect for the office and decorum. And you're right, the hostility, it's just unprecedented. They've lost this sense of respect that you should have for the office.
Oh, it's a great point. I'll tell people again the title of your book, The New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement. Where's the best place to get it? Barnes & Noble, Amazon?
Yep, all of those places. Barnes & Noble or Amazon are great.
Or go to Kaylee's website to find out more at KayleeMcEnany.com. Kaylee, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Yep, you too. Thank you very much. Appreciate her time there. Very valid points on kind of where the conversation goes these days. When the left disagrees with you, they just plan to shut you down. We see it far too often, and it's a serious and depressing movement as we welcome a socialist to town tomorrow to campaign for Congress. Mm-hmm. Wow.